This weekend, the Frankfurt Ballet, a German company run by American choreographer William Forsyth, is completing its run at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. It will be the company's very last visit to New York. In spite of its international popularity, the company last summer lost the support of its financial mainstay, the city of Frankfurt, and it will disband at the end of the current season. Dance writer Rosalind Sulkis says it's a great loss to the arts world.
For the past 20 years, William Forsythe's innovative choreography has quietly revolutionized the world of dance. Forsythe believes the body is capable of infinite kinds of movement, and that there's no need to be limited by the technical forms of ballet. And yet, Forsythe is ballet-trained and has made a career working with ballet dancers. He takes ideas from classical movement to create something entirely new. In his landmark work, Enemy in the Figure, to music by Tom Willems, Forsythe uses sound, bodies, and light to create a thrilling theatrical universe that seems to explode and contract as the dancers create geometric figures in the air. These kinds of works that have enthralled audiences worldwide are now likely to disappear. When the Frankfurt City Council changed its political makeup some 18 months ago, it announced there would be drastic cuts to its arts budget, and some officials openly stated their dislike of Forsythe's aesthetic and their desire to see traditional ballet in the opera house. When Forsythe heard that his company's financial backing was in danger, he sent out an appeal for support. The media seized upon the news, and thousands of letters from around the world protesting the decision poured into the mayor's office, including a group letter published in the Financial Times from such renowned figures as Mikhail Baryshnikov, Pina Bausch, and Peter Martens, among others. The outcry prompted a retraction from the city council, but by then Forsythe had decided he did not wish to work in a hostile environment. He declined to renew his contract, which expires in July 2004. At that time, the Frankfurt Ballet, the company that Forsythe has nurtured for 20 years, will cease to exist. American audiences will have one last chance to see them when they come to the West Coast, with one stop in Washington, D.C., next spring. Of course, as one of the biggest names in the ballet world, William Forsythe is unlikely to be out of work for long. Several major companies have already expressed an interest, and there's talk of a new, smaller company that would be partially funded by the German states of Saxony and Hesse. But there will never be an equivalent to the Frankfurt Ballet. Dancers are choreographers' tools, and the best tools are those honed over time to perfect form. The dancers of the Frankfurt Ballet represent many, many years of painstaking creative work. And since dance is a living art form that's hard to preserve, a whole repertoire of ballets that might have become as essential as Swan Lake are now likely to disappear forever.
Rosalind Sulkis writes about dance for Stage Bill, Dance Magazine, and the New York Times. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace and Barry Gordimer, and directed by Christine Arrowsmith. The production staff includes Kara Gerhard, Steve Monroe, Melissa Gray, Jim Wildman, Sarah Mobley-Smith, Claudette Haberman, Melissa Yeager-Miller, Diana Douglas, Ralph Cooper, Shannon Rhodes, Jamila Bay, Emily Barocas, Jordana Hochman, and Shelley Franklin. Executive producer is Alan McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.